Chapter 47. I will not leave you comfortless. Manuscript 20, 1913. Sermon at Santa Elena, California, Sabbath, September 27, 1913, from John 14, Ellen White's last recorded sermon. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. John 14, 1-7. I want you to keep these words in mind. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Verse 12. What wonderful words! Since we have such promises, let not one of us doubt. Let not one of us fall into unbelief. Let us take the Lord at his word, believe him. The Spirit that was in Christ will indeed be with all who trust in the Lord. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Verses 15-18. What breadth, what height, what greatness of love is presented to us. When you are in trouble and difficulty and hardly know what to do, open your Bible to the 14th chapter of John and read the promise that it contains. Read the promises to the children at family worship. Present these wonderful truths so that their young minds will comprehend. I will not leave you comfortless. Do you believe this as the word of God? Do you lay hold of God's promises and present them to the members of your family? When you do this, you will have peace and hope and rejoicing. You may be discouraged, you may be disheartened, but you have God's promise that he will not leave you comfortless. I believe this, for I have proved it. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Verse 19. What could be more precious to us in discouragement than God's presence? Let us take God at his word and consecrate ourselves to him. Let us, as needy applicants, present our case to him, and prove that he will do as he said he would. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Verse 21. Here is a promise for which I do not know how to express my gratitude. The divine assurance contained in these words we are to appropriate in our families, so that the life and health of ourselves and our families shall reflect the love of Christ. We want this in all its richness and greatness. In the words that I have just read, we have God's promise that the highest of all power is at our command. We need to have a higher conception of the will of God concerning us. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him. Verses 22 and 23. Ever keep this promise in mind, and when the enemy tempts you to doubt, say no. Now is there any excuse for not perfecting Christian character? I do not see any excuse. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Verses 24 to 31. I want to read this scripture to you, and I wish that I might impress it upon your minds. Christ is from everlasting to everlasting, a present help to all who seek him diligently, and those who seek him diligently will find him. I am so thankful that the Lord is ours, I want to serve him and glorify him. I shall not talk longer at this time, but will ask you to study this scripture during the week, and to glorify God in every way possible, fathers, mothers, and children. Then the children can speak of the kindness and love of Jesus, because the great peace of God will come into their minds. Everyone should reach a higher standard. The light of heaven should shine into our minds. The Lord will help us in our daily walk with him. He will carry our cares, and he will prove his word. He wants us to test him. I ask you to glorify God in your homes. Take more time to study God's word. May God help you to weigh these matters sensibly and thoroughly, that you may follow on to know the Lord, whose going forth is prepared as the morning. Amen. Manuscript 20, 1913. This is the conclusion of Sermons and Talks, Volume 2, by Ellen G. White.